Tony Zarbach from The Source. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. Last time we talked, you were just getting that Dignity food truck up and running. And, boy, you talk about up and running. You ran way up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We ran. We were off and running once we got the truck.
And you were up and running to Pensacola, apparently, too.
Yeah, we went up to Escambia County last week to partner with Myrtle Grove Baptist to help some of the individuals that were affected by the hurricane, Hurricane Sally.
So the coverage that we saw, other than the Weather Channel, you really didn't know too much of what happened in the Pensacola area itself. Some of the outlying areas were, I guess, hit a little bit worse. But, you know, what did you find when you got there?
We found complete devastation with individuals. We were in Escambia County, which is one of the hardest hit areas economically in the state of Florida before Hurricane Sally. And when we got there, we had it was just overwhelming. We literally got to the church last Wednesday, and we fed breakfast to individuals. And literally in 18 minutes, we were out of food in 18 minutes, where we had to make another food run down to a local grocery store to pick up more food. And the line was 350 to 400 people deep.
Oh, wow. That's, I guess you're lucky there was something open where you could get more supplies.
Yeah. And remember, we went a little bit after, you know, the hurricane, because we kind of felt like it was almost like we try to treat natural disasters like a funeral. Everybody wants to come out, you know, when it first happens. But after, you know, a week or two goes by, nobody's really around, and FEMA wasn't there. They didn't declare it a natural disaster, I think, until a day after we had left. And people were just like scrambling for supplies. They were scrambling just for hope, just for people to just be there and just love on them. And we pulled out last Friday to come back, and we had people in the community saying, please don't leave. They just loved the how we serve people and how we touch people.
Well, you know, you're right. The media kind of descends on this during the event and immediately afterwards, and then they all scatter. And people are just left to their own, you know, and that's, it's still bad up there, I'm sure, but you don't hear anything about it.
Yeah, we went to several trailer parks, and believe it or not, we encountered some of the most friendliest people that you can imagine. We literally seen trees cut trailers in half, and people are still living in these trailers while there's a tree in the middle of their trailer, and they're coming out of their trailer park saying, it could be worse. And then we go into $500,000 homes, and people that were middle class individuals who have made it out of poverty in Escambia were just devastated because they lost all of their belongings. The water was 4 feet into their homes, where we met some individuals that had to stand on their kitchen island while the water was coming into their homes.
Yeah, and that's actually what caused most of the damage, isn't it? It was the flooding.
Yeah, it was the flooding. Yeah, it was definitely the flooding.
Well, so you were able to get around pretty well then in the truck?
Yeah, we were. We took food directly into community. The first day that we got there, we did breakfast at Myrtle Grove Baptist Church in their parking lot, and they had people from the community come to them. But then we really wanted to go into community and really touch people and really provide meals to people where they were at. And to see the impact that it had, not just on their community, but on our community was just as big. Like, our staff was truly affected and will be life-changing for them, you know, moving forward.
And for those who may not be familiar with the Dignity Food Truck, tell us about that again.
Yeah, so the Dignity Food Truck is a social enterprise with The Source that is part of our Dining with Dignity culinary training program that gives students that are in our culinary training program real-time training with real customers in the community. And one of the blessings that we were able to do when we went to Pensacola was we were able to take one of our students who was in the kitchen program with us, and he stayed with us in an Airbnb that we had up there in Pensacola, and he was with us for 4 days. We were really able to pour into him as well.
Well, it's a great thing you're doing, and I guess now that you're back, you're out and about again around here?
Yeah. We're at Tropical today. We will be out Thursday at the Florida Eye Institute here in Vero, and then always on Fridays we're over at Hyundai, and we just picked up an amazing partnership with St. Ed's High School, where we're going to be doing their football games on Friday night.
Oh, all right. Well, it sounds like this thing is growing maybe better than you thought.
Yeah. We're already envisioning food truck number two potentially next year.
All right. Well, Tony, I'm sure you made a difference up there, and people appreciate you being up there, and we appreciate you coming back.
Thanks, Bob. And again, we have an amazing community, and we couldn't do this without our amazing volunteers and donors and board of directors, and we truly just can't do it without our amazing community.
All right. Tony, thanks for being on the show. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Bob.
Tony Zorbach with The Source.